Tuesday was primary day in four states, Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia. That means we've got lots of results to look at today, and Politico campaign reporter Elena Schneider is here to help us take it apart. Elena?
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. So we've got a lot of results to get through here and not a lot of time. Let's start with West Virginia. We covered the Republican fight to take Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's seat earlier this week, and the state attorney Patrick Morrissey won out. What does it mean?
It means the Republican can breathe a sigh of relief. Don Blankenship, the coal magnate, they were very worried about winning that race as he sort of picked up some last-minute momentum over the weekend, actually finished third. And Patrick Morrissey, as you said, is going to now challenge Joe Manchin. So that, for Republicans, is a real relief because he was somebody who was quite controversial, was running against Mitch McConnell and aired some racially charged ads to attack Mitch McConnell. So they're very pleased that he's not going to be facing Joe Manchin and feel much better about their chances in West Virginia now.
Racially charged is one way to definitely put Blankenship's ads. I wonder, do you think there's a future for him, or is this the end of the road?
Well, look, I think that he's somebody who is going to continue to make trouble for maybe a little while longer and just simply somebody who's got a bit of a base there. But the chances that he'll be able to reemerge are unlikely at this point. But look, he's a millionaire who can self-fund his own bid and can hear his own TV ads. So I would never count out somebody who can who has their own money to run races like that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money to do that. Let's turn our eyes to Indiana. It was the outsider businessman Mike Braun who took the GOP primary for Senate. Elena, how did that happen?
The two congressmen who were running against him, Luke Messer and Todd Rokita, basically had a murder-suicide pact going, where these two members of Congress, who have actually not liked each other since their college days, and they were hitting it against each other and focused on each other throughout much of the primary, and Mike Braun was able to basically shoot up through the middle. He's also somebody who very effectively was able to deploy the Trump-like attack of saying both of these members of Congress were part of the swamp. They were indistinguishable from each other. They weren't going to be able to actually stand up for Indianans in the Senate. And so I think that those two things coupled together yielded Braun's victory here last night.
Speaking of the swamp, President Trump won the state by double digits in 2016. Does Braun have the potential to unseat the Democratic incumbent Joe Donnelly?
I think Democrats would acknowledge that Joe Donnelly is one of the most vulnerable Democrats heading into the cycle. There are 10 Senate Democrats who are running in states that Trump won, some by double digits. And Donnelly is amongst them and is certainly facing a really tough reelection bid. And Mike Braun is somebody who's well positioned to take him on, given the exact same argument that he ran in the primary, which is he's somebody who's an outsider, a businessman who can work more effectively than somebody who's been in office for quite some time. So Donnelly is definitely a very vulnerable member heading into 2018.
If you're just joining us, we're talking primaries with Politico's Elena Schneider. Elena, there was a lot going on in Ohio yesterday. There was a special election for a House seat and a gubernatorial race. Let's start with the governor. Former state AG Richard Cordray won out. He beat Dennis Kucinich pretty easily. What are the voters telling us there?
I think they're telling us that even though Dennis Kucinich, a former congressman who also had a brief presidential bid back in 2008, he ran as sort of the Sanders progressive, somebody who was really trying to outflank Richard Cordray on the left, and he wasn't successful in doing that. Cordray was really able to lock up the Democratic support in the state, and that shows that even though there's been plenty of talk about Sanders-Stiles candidates potentially succeeding in some of these House and gubernatorial races, they sometimes don't always have the same kind of traction, that maybe Sanders was more of a specific candidate with a specific appeal, and that's hard to transfer to other candidates. So Richard Cordray locking that up is definitely who Democrats in Washington wanted to win that race.
And let's turn just for a second to North Carolina. Republican House incumbent Robert Pittenger lost by just over 2 points to Mark Harris, who's the former president of the North Carolina Baptist Convention. This state, however, has something that's known as a blue moon election cycle. Can you tell us what that is and explain how that connects to the results?
Sure. So a blue moon election cycle means that there is no one at the top of the ticket. There's no presidential, no Senate, no gubernatorial races in North Carolina this cycle. So the top names on the ballot are going to be House members, which is always concerning for incumbents or House incumbents, because that means that there's usually a drop-off in turnout. And so whichever party is more energized and more excited then inevitably has a real advantage heading into November. And for Republicans, that's a real concern in North Carolina, where Democrats have demonstrated across the country in special elections and legislative races that they're the ones who are excited. And Mark Harris is heading into a race now where he'll face Dan McCready, a Democrat who's been able to bank more than $1 million in preparation for his race. Mark Harris is a pretty emptied out bank account after that primary. And they'll battle it out in the Charlotte suburbs, which is an area that Democrats are really energized and where Republicans have seen a bit of a drop off. So that's a district that Democrats are going to definitely be targeting this cycle as a place that they want to flip. So all of that is a real indication for members of Congress who are running for office, like Martha McSally in Arizona, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee, Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, that they might have some weaknesses there in their races and might need to shore up their base ahead of those primaries and ahead of those general elections.
Elena Schneider is Politico campaign reporter. Thanks so much for being with us, Elena.
Thanks so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.